This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What was Hurricane Sally, now losing strength, but still a huge rainmaker, dumping rain over Alabama and other southeastern states. It has been downgraded to a tropical depression, but through Friday, some parts of Alabama and Georgia could see up to what will amount to a foot of rain from that storm. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley says President Trump has been uniquely able to achieve historic peace deals in the Middle East. She spoke after a peace deal was signed Tuesday between Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Israel.
Go back to the first foreign policy speech the president gave. It was to the Arab community, and he said, let us all work together in the name of peace. And he did something no other president has done. He focused on Iran.
And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr speaking out against coronavirus lockdowns at an event at Hillsdale College last evening, saying they're among the greatest intrusions of civil liberties in American history, saying in his opinion only slavery was a greater intrusion. Barr also launching into harsh critiques of the Justice Department slamming lower-level prosecutors for trying to set an agenda. The Big Ten reversing course, saying it will try to stage a college football season this fall starting in late October. Yahoo senior reporter Peter Thamel says it's a decision based on money.
TV per school payout for the Big Ten is about $52 million. So if you're paying millions to make tens of millions, it's clearly worth it, the Big Ten.
He spoke to NBC News. Last month, the conference said there'd be no fall sports, but now they plan to start the football season on October 23rd. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
To election 2020, where a postal workers group is backing Joe Biden now, the National Postal Mail Handlers Union announcing its support for the Democratic nominee yesterday. The union's president says they have seen multiple attacks against workers' rights and the service they provide by the administration. Paul Hedrogian claiming that members have, in his words, faced direct threats on their livelihood from the Trump administration. He explained they need a new leader to stand with them, and they say they believe that would be Joe Biden. A majority of young Americans, adult young Americans, don't know much about the Holocaust. A new survey finding nearly half of the respondents between ages 18 and 39 could not name a single concentration camp, and almost a quarter of them said they thought the Holocaust was a myth or a story or exaggerated. The survey conducted by the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany, it surveyed surveyed people in all 50 states. And a Los Angeles man says he's fearing for his life and his family's safety after he says he was falsely named as the suspect who shot two sheriff's deputies last weekend. Earlier this week, someone got a picture of Darnell Hicks' driver's license and posted it on social media accusing him of being the shooter. Hicks says he has no idea how his information was leaked, but he says he is now getting death threats. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's
going on. Well, ready or not, here we are, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, Bill Martinez. Horace Cooper joins us now, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator. We're going to be talking about many things, but to start it off, considering that he was a former constitutional law professor, but I understand, Horace, once you're a law professor, you're always a law professor, and so we appreciate you being with us today on Constitution Day.
Well, happy to be here, and it is a great day for recognizing what it's like for self-government, for an amazingly creative and wonderful idea, and that we have a responsibility, all of us, you and I and the rest of your listeners, to make sure that we continue to keep this treasure.
Well, and I believe, Horace, and maybe this is too simple, but I believe the chaos is reigning on the streets of America today because we've disengaged from those foundational moorings that are so plainly spelled out for us in the Constitution.
Well, there's no doubt, there's absolutely no doubt that we were given a roadmap for self-government, one that was not intended for a few elites to be able to comprehend and understand, but for actually all of the citizens to be able to. Now, there are elements within our community that really, just to be honest, hate this idea of self-government. They hate this idea of a republic. They want mass or mob democracy. And whenever you feel the passion of the day, that is what ought to reign. And they are outraged when our system simply doesn't allow for that. And that's one of the reasons why they really like to see fundamental changes to it.
Exactly. Well, where's the rest of America in all this? I mean, are they just putting their head down? Are they fearful because they're going to be canceled and marginalized? I mean, this group, this mob is very effective in marginalizing people and getting people to either conform, get out of their way, or just shut up.
Well, you know, in every other context, when the left is criticizing America, they start with the results, and they say the results are the proof of the claim that they're making. I think it's time for us to start asking some questions. Let's look at the results of some of the things that they are doing. The
exactly.
Results are, surveys are saying, that nearly 10% of Americans say they will not tell you that they support a conservative, a Republican, or even President Trump because of their apprehension. attention about what's going on. Some 40% say that they won't even speak up in the workplace about their views. The result here is that the so-called cancel culture, the attacks and the like, I don't think they're an accident. I don't think that they are coincidental. I think that's intentional. And using their standard, if this result is happening, I have to conclude they are targeting Americans who are just trying to carry out their day-to-day lives and ruining their livelihoods, going to their restaurants, going to their jobs, attacking people on social media. I think that using their standard, this is intentional.
You shall behave the way we say, the way the mob says you should behave. If not, you're going to pay the price. Down to the fundamental aspect, Horace, which is very concerning on a daily basis, as I see as we get closer to voting. Some states are already voting now, but you need comply to the mob rule and how you should vote.
No, absolutely. And that's not the way self-government is supposed to operate. If you have children, you get to tell the children what they're going to do, and hopefully you get compliance from the children. What the left has been trying to do is say, America, you're our child, and we are going to dictate the terms to you. The very opposite concept. And they have worked hard to try to create an impression that this is normal. They have it said in the media. They have it said in educational training programs. All across, they are repeating a message that isn't true, isn't real, is very dangerous, threatens the notion of self-government, and they have been effective at it. And it's the purpose of programs like yours to help remind people, you actually are the power. You actually are the decision maker. Don't be intimidated. There are not enough of them. There's way more of us.
It's kind of amazing, you know, for a period of time, remember that meme, you're not the boss of me, you're not the boss of me, was always spreading around, and that has been thrown out altogether. The idea of self-rule has been marginalized, and now you've got the mob and the left saying, you know, you're not a big enough boy or girl to really handle self-rule. You need the elites. You need us to tell you what to do. Although, admittedly, when you look at the mob and you try to put them into an elite column, they don't necessarily look very elitist, but they are very intimidating.
Well, absolutely, that's true. And absolutely, if we resist, they will flee. The thing is that there are millions of us, and there are only a few of them, but as I mentioned before, they work assiduously to make sure they can create the impression that they are, in fact, the dominating force. They want us to believe that their narrow, radical, and I'm going to say it, anti-American idea is the one that should be in charge. And that is something we must continually push back on.
Well, you got to call it for what it is. There's no apology necessary for calling something out for what it is. It is clearly anti-American. I mean, somebody wanting to protect their own property, which, oh yeah, that's part of the Constitution. Somehow now they're the ones that get indicted, they get put in jail, not the perpetrators.
It is unbelievably outrageous. You had two officers who were putting their lives on the line in California, and instead of celebrating the sacrifice and offering to support their families and them in this time of need, what happened? This group shows up to protest and say that they deserved what they got and tried to interfere with the ability of other people to enter the hospital. This is radical behavior that is completely and totally inconsistent with the American ethos.
And the thing that's amazing about this, Horace, the people leading this, the activists, these are people who have been involved in local government. They have been, you know, shoulder to shoulder with the mayor of L.A. and they're leading the charge. I mean, this disgusting demonstration against law enforcement and these two innocent police officers. Now, I say innocent police officers. They were clearly innocent. And I know, you know, for that small percentage of people, they believe anybody that wears a badge and is there to serve the public somehow is automatically not so innocent.
Direct challenge. Law enforcement complements the idea of private property and private ownership. The left hates the idea of private property and private ownership. And therefore, any entity that makes that possible to be maintained, your hard-earned property has to come under assault. The Second Amendment...
We've got to go to break.
...of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. No woke culture here. You know, we've got to connect with the truth, or reconnect with the truth. And the good news is that we did know the truth at one time. And this is why I think Horace Cooper, so many of Americans, they're kind of shell-shocked right now with the insanity.
Well, it is something that Americans really didn't expect. Here you have a pandemic of national or international global consequences, and the other team, I would call the radicals, the progressives, use this as a period of exploitation. Here is an opportunity for us to grab power. You and I have talked about this. There is no epidemic of white officers killing unarmed black men. We've had three. That's maybe three too many, but we've had three. We've had three times as many people die as a result of the rioting, the looting. We just saw this report that between $1 and $2 billion in property has been destroyed, according to the insurance industry, the largest, most consequential insurance payoff for any period of time in American history. Lightning strikes kill more Americans, nearly three times as many. And yet, we are not seeing this kind of discussion on our screens, on our social media, about all the evil and danger of lightning. Here's the reality. They are exploiting. The radicals are exploiting this situation, and if we let them, they will get away with it. The good news is there are far more of us than there are of them, and we absolutely need to resist.
Exactly, and that's what you said, and I want to reinforce that. The resistance, you know, we've got to push back. If we don't, you know, look, at there has been historical evidence time and time again where good people allow bad people to run amok, and the fundamental transformation that was projected about this country could happen in ways that we can't even imagine. We're starting to see this now, but we need people, we need we the people, those who want to hold on to self-rule and not be ruled by elites. You've got to take a stand. You cannot be intimidated by those that want to, you know, control this election. This is what this is all coming down to. I mean, this is the total focal point. Even as one health director in Los Angeles put it, that this whole issue of COVID will solve itself on November the 4th, the day after the election.
You cannot let someone break into your home armed and say they're going to stay and get comfortable. You can't appease them. You can't say, well, what can we do to make you happy, and then you'll leave. All that happens is you incentivize more of it. If neighborhoods in your community have yet to be looted, there have yet to be riots, just allow it to happen in someone else's neighborhood, and guess what? It's coming to yours.
Exactly.
The idea that people can't go to restaurants, can't go to their job, can't carry out their life and their livelihoods without interference by these people, and that we're supposed to appease them. I promise you, if you do, they will do more of it, not less. If you didn't actually hold people accountable for robbing banks, there would be more bank robberies. If you didn't say to people that if you break into homes, you can have whatever you want, and we're not going to hold you accountable, there would be more home invasions. As night follows day, you absolutely cannot sit back and say, well, it hasn't happened in my neighborhood, I guess I'm fine. Absolutely, there's more of us than there are of them, but we've got to be united, and we must resist this.
And it's everywhere, Horace. I mean, last night I saw you on Fox News, and I was sitting there. I just could not believe, you know, what was being presented. I mean, the education, the hijacking of our educational curriculum is ridiculous. Tell our audience about that.
So we just found out, Jason, Jason Ranch is not only a talk show host, but he's an investigative reporter. And he discovered that they are teaching second graders in Washington State as part of a curriculum that black children and black adults are targets of law enforcement. And they presented to a second grade curriculum a video that purports to explain that police officers go out of their way, they either enjoy or they're indifferent to killing blacks, they cover it up because they, quote, don't like blacks. Why on earth would any responsible educator encourage that type of mindset? Why would you say to children at that young age, frankly, why would you say to anyone?
Right.
But at least if I said it to Bill Martinez, he could go, well, he must be joking. That's ridiculous. But a second grader accepts this, normalizes this behavior, and then we perpetuate a cycle. Black Americans have more opportunity in America in the 21st century than at any other time in history. And here in America, we have more and better opportunities for education, homes, property, the American dream than on any other country on the planet. That's what we ought to be reminding second graders, not the opposite, that the very people who put their lives on the line, their lives on the line to protect us, they're the ones that we're supposed to be afraid of. It's ridiculous, it's dismaying, and it's wrong.
Well, and the thing is, brings the question, is it just in Washington? I mean, because we know the 1619 Project is in, like, what, 3,400 school systems, and, you know, people are shocked over that.
No, absolutely. Critical race theory, the idea of animus toward law enforcement, as I said before, there is a systematic effort on the part of the left to demonize those institutions that allow Americans to be able to be secure in the assets that they have worked hard to acquire. The left hates private property, they hate the free market, and they hate any and all institutions that make it possible for us to maintain it. And it's no surprise that they would try to divide us and target law enforcement. It's no surprise that they would try to target the Second Amendment.
Exactly. And critical race theory training, Donald Trump took a stand, and I guess he found out that critical race theory training was being implemented in the federal government. He goes, no, ain't going to happen. But there are some resisting that.
I just recently did an interview with the Federal News Service, which presented some questions to me about this, and it was as if people had not understood what was happening, and there was no awareness on the part of these so-called deep staters or Washington Beltway insiders about this evil idea. And when I presented it as similar to what's happening in what happened in South Africa with apartheid, or how in the early 20th century with Jim Crow, they were just astonished. But this is intended for good.
Yes.
Lots of things are presented as good that are evil. Mm-hmm. And we have to be mindful of that. And that's why we stick to our principles rather than our feelings and emotions.
And again, this is why the Constitution, which is Constitution Day today, is so critical, because that is the measure. You have to consider whether it's any law or any proposal that comes across, does it add or take away from our constitutional freedoms, right?
Absolutely. Happy Constitution Day to everyone. And I know that we can perpetuate this for another 100, another 200 years.
Well, he's the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator. You see him all over television, and we always appreciate when Horace Cooper is here with us on Bill Martinez Live. He is author of the book, congratulations on your book, How Trump is Making Black America Great Again, available at all the usual places, correct?
Yes, and I am very looking forward to being able to have this conversation with the American people about this issue.
We'll keep it going. Horace Cooper, thank you as always for being on the show. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
Be well, my friend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What was Hurricane Sally? Now losing strength, but still a huge rainmaker. Dumping rain over Alabama and other southeastern states. It has been downgraded to a tropical depression, but through Friday, some parts of Alabama and Georgia could see up to what will amount to a foot of rain from that storm. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley says President Trump has been uniquely able to achieve historic peace deals in the Middle East. She spoke after a peace deal was signed Tuesday between Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Israel.
Go back to the first foreign policy speech the president gave. It was to the Arab community, and he said, let us all work together in the name of peace. And he did something no other president has done. He focused on Iran.
And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Michael Rubin joins us now. He's a resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute and former Pentagon official. Michael, good to be connecting with you once again. It's been too long. I trust the family and everybody's doing well, right?
Absolutely, Bill, and I hope with you and yours as well.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, we are. We're very blessed, even in the midst of all this insanity that's taking place. But there's some bright spots. What has happened with this Middle East peace agreement that Donald Trump has been able to effect here? As you write, this is a realignment that's going to reverberate throughout South Asia.
Well, you're absolutely right. It's not just in the Middle East that this is becoming something. Look, I mean, it's been a quarter century since the last peace agreement, and now we have two Arab states normalizing with Israel within a matter of weeks, and many more that are suspected to be on the way. So certainly this is a huge deal, but what I was pointing out in that article to which you refer from the National Interest is that this is having an impact not only on the Middle East, but on South Asia as well. India, for example, has decided
to put the stigma aside, to put the so-called Palestinian veto aside, and truly advance their relationship with Israel. At the same time, Pakistan is going the other way, and it looks like Pakistan and Saudi Arabia, its traditional banker, its traditional partner, may be heading for a break because Pakistan simply wants nothing to do with normalization and appears to be therefore drifting away from Saudi Arabia as Saudi Arabia becomes a force for moderation and heading instead into the embrace of countries like Turkey and Iran.
Does that surprise you with Pakistan's move a bit, Michael?
Well, it's a little bit disappointing, certainly, and it shows that Pakistan is putting ideology above the pragmatism of advancing its people, its economy, and its people's national interests. One of the ironies of Pakistan, of course, is that Pakistan, even though it has no Jews living in Pakistan, is one of the most anti-Semitic countries in the world. And to be fair, this is because of decades of Saudi-funded, Saudi-sponsored incitement. But now that Saudi Arabia has finally turned that corner, Pakistan is unfortunately deciding it wants to be left behind. And whenever any country, and we see this now with Turkey, we also see this with Pakistan, whenever any country puts ideology above economic pragmatism, the result isn't a country that thrives and it's not peace. It's actually foreshadowing a failed state.
What does this do for Russia? I got to imagine they're frustrated because they were looking to really establish a bigger footprint in the Middle East. And potentially what could happen here, and I believe this to be the case, the president said there's probably another 5-7 countries ready to sign on for the sake of peace. Maybe the Middle East might just be ready to give peace a chance after all these years.
Well, you're absolutely right. But when it comes to Russia, it's actually a little bit more nuanced. Remember that people of Russian background make up a huge plurality inside of Israel itself. That's a legacy of the mass immigration which occurred, immigration from Russia, immigration into Israel at the fall of the Iron Curtain. At the same time, Russia may hope that it can snatch defeat, it can snatch victories from the jaws of defeat, because the Biden administration signals that not only are they poo-pooing this peace deal, they are going overboard to criticize countries like the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and so forth. And the problem here is we're not alone in the sandbox. Look, you can care very sincerely for human rights, and by no means is the United Arab Emirates or Saudi Arabia a democracy. A reformed absolute monarchy isn't a democracy. It's a reformed absolute monarchy. At any rate, if we throw the baby out with the bathwater, if we decide we want to turn our backs on these Gulf Arab kingdoms, that's not going to improve our leverage with human rights. It's only going to force them into the willing embrace of China and Russia. And I think Vladimir Putin is just sitting, waiting, and hoping that that Joe Biden does his work for him.
Right. And hence, I'd say this is a most... to say interesting election season that we're in right now is one of the biggest understatements. Do you see this as most critical, this 2020 election?
I do. Look, it's become common for at every national election, people say this is the most important election ever. In this case, I think it is actually. Frankly, both of the candidates have massive flaws and yet represent very different things. And what I worry about when it comes to Joe Biden isn't necessarily Joe Biden. Joe Biden is more of a figurehead. He's never been ideologically consistent. But as he declines and as he surrounds himself with a growing progressive camp in the Democratic Party, I really do fear what this will do to our institutions which have withstood any onslaught by Donald Trump. I worry about stacking the Supreme Court. I worry about a full-throated embrace of socialism. I worry about this idea that critical race theory is actually a fact rather than simply a theory, because as I see it, when we start categorizing people by their ethnicity, when we say they have no individual free will, when we stop prioritizing individual liberty and accountability for one's individual choices, we go down a very slippery slope indeed.
Well, you mentioned critical race theory and your experience there within the federal government as a former Pentagon official. Donald Trump made it clear that critical race theory needed to be extracted, you know, from all levels of government. It had already taken root and there was training that was going to be taking place. Go ahead.
Bill, in my work for the U.S. Navy, I spend more time training on this sort of nonsense with inane multi-hour PowerPoints than I actually do doing things which substantively benefit our men under arms.
Wow, that's incredible, Michael, you know, to hear you say this. For you, I mean, this has got to be like chalk hitting the chalkboard, you know, and just screeching out when you find yourself having to teach things like this.
And the emails I get from military institutions, I'm affiliated with one, that seems to be their entire focus. And if they're not focused on actually ensuring that everyone completes this training, which goes in through one ear, out through the other, I mean, it's a charade because no one believes it, although it's a multi-billion-dollar industry at this point, then they're preparing for inspector general processes to ensure that everyone is upholding all this. It's become an absolute scandal, although one which has gradually grown over the past decade. It's not just on Trump's watch. It was on Obama's watch. And to some extent, it started under Bush as well.
Yeah, so this has been going on, and you've been teaching this for quite a while, if I'm hearing you correctly.
No, I haven't been teaching this. I've been teaching for the military.
Right.
But as someone who has that affiliation, I have to subject myself to this training. I have to receive it.
Oh, you yourself have to receive it. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I don't teach this nonsense.
Oh, okay. Well, so...
I would quit before I would teach this nonsense. I don't teach things I don't believe in.
Right. So since Trump put out the order, have you heard of any reverberation? Has there been any canceling of this? So they're
absolutely not. I mean, and this is one of the problems in that, and it's not just a problem with the Trump administration, but it's all well and good for the president to lay out a directive, but the job of the National Security Council, the job of the cabinet, the job of the permanent bureaucracy is to implement decisions which are made, even in more administrative traditional administrations like the George W. Bush administration or the Obama administration, the president was hard-pressed to ensure that this sort of thing would be done. I mean, remember, for example, whether you agree with it or disagree with it, George W. Bush's democracy drive,
yes.
His democratization, you had a full-fledged resistance civil war from within the administration, and Condoleezza Rice and Stephen Hadley, his two national security advisors, did nothing to overcome that. That's with Condoleezza Rice and Steve Hadley. I mean, when you look at how Trump has revolving door of officials, when you look at the open insurrection which occurs, we've seen it exposed in the Department of Justice. It certainly exists in the State Department and elsewhere. I mean, we can certainly see that simply Donald Trump, like a businessman, like a CEO.
We've got to go to break right now. More from Michael Rubin.
Rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The gospel footprint in Thailand is expanding as Christians spread the Tide Ministry's short daily devotional, Walking with God, via social media. Analytics reveal that Walking with God is being received by 126 people in 5 provinces in the Asan region, as well as in Bangkok and even in neighboring countries. Some recipients of the devotional are pastors who are forwarding Walking with God to their networks, expanding its circulation to more than 200 people. God is using these people to deliver the gospel to his lost sheep of Thailand.
The Tide Mission is fulfilled one person at a time as individuals embrace Jesus as their Lord and Savior, regardless of where they live or what language they speak.
To read more stories of lives touched by Jesus through the Tide Ministry in Thailand, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
You know, listen to that operative pronoun, we, similar to we the people, right? If we the people do not take a stand against the insanity, I mean, we're being overrun here, ladies and gentlemen, by a very few number of people. And when you look at, historically, the demise of empires, it is, all it takes is a few people. It just takes a few enthusiastic, emotional individuals to overrun 90%+ of people that want to live peacefully, that want what we have here in America, the U.S. Constitution, which, by the way, is Constitution Day, that says that it's about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And how's that working for you right now as we're being attacked in all measure of ways? It is absolutely insane. We were told from the previous administration that we were going to undergo a fundamental transformation of America. And if you thought just because he was out of office that that was going to stop, let me tell you, it is coming in all form and fashion, whether it is in our government with this critical race theory training, the 1619 Project, our kids being indoctrinated in grade school, second graders, as we reported earlier. And we're talking with Dr. Michael Rubin, American Enterprise Institute resident scholar, former Pentagon official. Michael, you said that this has impacted your kids as well.
Oh, yeah. My kids are in the Montgomery County, Maryland public school system, and it's the seventh largest school system in the nation. And the school system has gone all in on this. Last year, I had to intercede with the administration, the school administration of my kids' elementary school, because I wouldn't have the kids sign an anti-bullying pledge. Look, I'm completely against bullying, but what they wanted them to sign is an affirmation that all opinions are equally valid and that they can't be criticized. And I basically basically told the principal 1 + 1 = 3, mm-hmm. it is possible to criticize other opinions respectfully, and to teach kids that debate is somehow wrong it's a dagger in the heart of education. And so we just left it there.
Michael, this is coming from supposedly smart people. I mean, these are educated people.
When we go across Washington, D.C., sometimes the people who believe they are most sophisticated are the ones who do the things who are the most illogical. It's sort of amplifying what Gary Larson, the Far Side cartoonist, showed when he constantly showed PhDs pushing on the pull door and pulling on the push door. And the fact of the matter is, people have an amazing capacity to undermine everything which they stood for, and this country has stood for. And when you look at just the sheer ignorance of how this country is developed and what made this country special, it just brings it home. As my former boss, Arthur Brooks, often said, over the last 20 years, more than 2 billion people have been lifted out of poverty by free market capitalism as first East Asia and then Africa abandoned socialism. So what do? We ignore that, and then we impose the wrong lessons here. It's absolutely astounding.
It's like we have short memories or something, and we're not being taught this. And it's not so much that we have no interest, it seems like, or we've disengaged an interest for the sake of ideology. Jordan Peterson, in his famous book, and I love this because another one of our experts has agreed. He refers to it as being siloed. But Peterson says that we can be so ideologically fixed, this is my interpretation, that we render ourselves stupid. And it's almost this is where we find ourselves right now, is the ideology has really had an impact on our IQs.
Well, I think you're absolutely right there. There's something else going on. I mean, first of all, we see this. John Kerry was being pilloried yesterday for having an old 2016 video resurface which showed that there could be no separate peace with Arab countries and Israel if the Palestinian thing wasn't addressed. That's one indication of how ideology trumped reality. But going beyond that, one of the things which made the most sense to me is this debate with regard to gerrymandering, and I've heard this from both Democratic and Republican congressmen. I mean, both parties want to seek advantage by gerrymandered districts so that they have safe seats, but if you want moderation, if you want a Congress of either party, which is attuned to the American public, then you don't want gerrymandered districts. You want districts which are near parity so yes. that all the congressmen and all the candidates have to reach out to the other side, have to compromise. But if you have safe districts, then you have people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Rashida Tlaib or Ilhan Omar who don't have to worry about ever being defeated because they're shoo-in, and then they can tilt at their ideological windmills mm-hmm. and impose it on the rest of us.
Or Nancy Pelosi, and speaking of which, what we're looking at projected out, you're talking about a one-party state as bad enough as it is in, major portions of New York, certainly the entire state of California. That condition could be the state of the union.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I saw this growing up in Philadelphia. People don't question how the policy prescriptions which are offered by these single-party urban states urban parties don't actually ever resolve any problem. If we want to just look, you mentioned California, let's take a look at the wildfires. It's all well and good to scream climate change, climate change, climate change, but did anyone in California's Democratic Party ask whether the prohibition on controlled burns, because controlled burns would violate the Clean Air Act, have actually led us down a situation where we're facing this sort of disaster? It's overregulation. It's not environmental change, and at the very least, we should be open to this debate, but unfortunately, as big media gets involved, as tech companies get involved, this sort of thing gets shut down. You look at, for example, what happened with COVID-19. We now have a scientist coming out of China saying, yes, this did emerge from a lab, and what happens? This is a scientist who worked in Hong Kong, who had the data, who had studied this. YouTube shuts her down because it contradicts what the received wisdom is among the high priests of YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. And boy, I'll tell you, you touched on two things, and let's stay with the China reveal. She said directly I mean, she's worked with the number one COVID virologist in the world, she says, her experience in training. I mean, this is a top scientist coming out of China, and she has all the facts, and I just pray that she's protected. She's here in the United States now, had to leave China, obviously, for her life because of what she's telling the world. And basically, she just flat out, and I saw Tucker Carlson almost fall out of his chair, said that this was man-made, it was man-created, it was not an accident that, you know, not being a scientist, but understanding in part what she was saying, is the fingerprints of this, of this biological weapon is so clear that, this was not an accident whatsoever.
What frustrated me is certainly that you should be out there. But when Tom Cotton said, and when Mike Pompeo said, we need to consider all possibilities, you know, resolving hurt feelings doesn't mean shutting down real scientific debate. And from everyone I knew who had been involved or had lived in Wuhan, had some sort of relationship with this lab, at the very least, the things we do know, which are beyond dispute, is this lab collected bat viruses and other viruses from nature, and that procedures at the lab were incredibly sloppy. And therefore, whether it was, first of all, why do you collect these viruses? You collect them to study. Perhaps you collect them to do other things. It was a biological warfare lab, but they also did legitimate research. It doesn't matter, however, if you collect it and then it escapes, you don't then try to cover it up. And this pandemic would have simply become a blip on the map had China been honest with the World Health Organization, and had the World Health Organization hadn't, for reasons of personal corruption at the very top of the organization, decided to shield China from criticism. This virus, I mean, frankly, China owes the world reparations right now.
Well, without a doubt. And speaking of officials, even Dr. Fauci's team, they were there for some like 18 months. He invested from his organization over $3 million into that lab. And they came out after 18 months. They said, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. They're reckless. There's going to be serious problems. This was in 2018. And
well,
so
reckless and stupid. I heard one anecdote from someone that lived in one of the quarantine towns near Wuhan, where they would, once the virus spread out, they would be tested every time they would go into their apartment block. They'd have their temperature taken, and it would always say low, and they would let people go in and pass. And it was only after several days it emerged that the reason why the detectors were always saying low was the batteries had run out.
Oh, wow, that's incredible. That is, it's insane. I want to go back and revisit what you said in terms of California and the wildfires, and this is the power of the truth. If you watched before President Trump met face-to-face with Gavin Newsom, Gavin Newsom was insistent. In fact, there's ads that he's running in California saying that, you know, that these wildfires were a result of, you know, climate change. Joe Biden has referred to the president as a climate change arsonist. Trump meets face-to-face with Governor Newsom's team. And Governor what does Governor Newsom say? You're right, Mr. President. We have mismanaged the forests.
Absolutely. And you know, Bill, I say this, my first degree is in environmental biology. If the models aren't prescriptive, you can't use them.
Yeah, there it is. Dr. Michael Rubin, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official. Michael, be well. All the best to the family. Thank you so much for the input. It is always enlightening when you are on with us. You really advance the conversation, and we have to keep free speech alive, our First Amendment right, because it works for all of us.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Take care. Be well.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to see